One, two, three, four, and five, six, seven, eight. Good. I developed my voice as a girl, bellowing from my suffragette soapbox on Clapham Common and Hyde Park Corner. But you need a BBC voice if you wish people to listen, Maman always said. It develops stature. True stature, so important. Grace, movement. Whatever our age and situation, it will help us grow younger. If only we will fill our lungs properly and breathe. Keep the spine mobile and upright. Extend into longevity. Release your inner dancer. Make beauty. Never wear black. Make colour in the cold grey world around you. Maman and Papa, though British, educated me in France. Returned to London by the age of five, bilingual and ill-fitting, I acted and danced, but I hated ballet and all its constrictions. So, at 18, in 1910, I created my own dance system, based on the six Greek classical poses, and I resolved to teach it to children, helped by mother and a man, John Galsworthy. A man of property in every sense, a high aquiline forehead and sporting an eyeglass. Come to luncheon, he said. I want to discuss my new play, and I want you to arrange the dances. Old enough to be my father. Let us call you Margaret Morris and her dancing children. I shall buy you a piano, open you a school in Chelsea, my wife and I. You mean I'd no longer have to fry kippers over the gaslight ring? I asked. You look terribly cold, little one. Let me put my coat around you in a fatherly way. Oh, I fell so mad with love that I felt I might simply lift off the earth. 3 balmy years of it. I fled to Paris and met another, J.D. Ferguson, the Scottish colourist painter. Don't hem me in, he said. I must paint. What I treasure about you, he said, is your independence. Go your own way, with me along for the ride, of course. We set off on life. The south of France, annual summer schools, not just in Wales and Devon, but Antibes, and a permanent school in Paris. The mother school in Chelsea. London's cognoscenti flocked to our club evenings. Oh, the Goosens, the Sitwells, the Shaws, the McIntoshes, the Middleton Murrays. Oh, we rivalled that bunch in Bloomsbury. Yet not a penny earned. Rates, rent, loans, teachers demanding to be paid. Complaints that Fergus and I lived out of wedlock. Yes, for 36 blissful years. The press constantly snooping Vogue and Tatler, agog at our girls gambling on beaches and in and out of woods, all in very short shorts. But reviews were favourable. The Margaret Morris system raises dance to the plane of an art. The whole body brought into play by these seemingly highly trained athletes. Yet still, teachers were leaving in droves and parents threatening litigation, insolvency. Then I said, I shall work. I shall write my system of notation. I shall publish it. My story of Galsworthy. Now that'll be a sensation. And I shall train as a physiotherapist, teach in hospitals, rehabilitate the handicapped, restore the nursing mother, hone the skills of sportsmen. Health shall be at the helm, and my movement system will be taught in British schools. It will. The Second War. All 6 schools closed. London, Manchester, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Paris and Cannes. Only the Glasgow school remained open. After the war, I founded the Celtic Ballet of Scotland in 1947 and the Scottish National Ballet in 1960, though it was short-lived. Just like Fergus, who died that year, the very year of my golden jubilee. I lived another 25. They all thanked me, you know, gathered to hear my parting words, which were, dance exists beyond the body. It sets the mind free, renders the body itself secondary. To dance is thus to feel immortality. They tell me my international summer schools are still all the rage. Just fancy. Margaret Morris, Angie Cairns.